Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Y'all ain't heard from us in a long ass time.
Too damn long.
All right, so let me make some explanations before. Don't worry, guys. We're not going to hit the table because I know that shit normally like fucking gets cabin feedback. Okay, everybody's drunk as shit, all right? So this is going to be the most openest, honest podcast ever. I'm drinking some fucking Crown and Coke right now. So listen, this is what we're doing, okay? So we made a podcast. It was me, Jasper, and DeAndre. Our special guest, DeAndre. He's also a part of a Make Clan. We brought him in. And we talked about different type of things like Goku and Vegeta, who's the better father. We talked about we talked about beta cucks who tell girls they don't like anime and shit. Like, that shit was so whack, bro. Because, like, niggas... Oh, all right. Look, I can't get into it. But basically, if you a dude who says girls can't like anime, or black girls specifically can't like anime, and you're like, oh, you like anime? Name your top 25 anime. Yo, suck a dick. Suck a big old fat dick. Like a big old dick, Morty. Just suck that dick and put it right in your mouth, Morty. Anyway, so... That's kind of the recap of what we talked about. We're coming with new topics, of course. DeAndre couldn't make it, but we got a special guest, Calvin motherfucking Bryant. We're going to let him go ahead and introduce himself. But we're about to go ahead and come in. Y'all remember him from the last podcast. We're going to go ahead and do this introduction clockwise up in this bitch. Start with my main man, Jasper. Go ahead and introduce yourself, man.
Yo, what's up, good? What's all good? It's your boy, Jasper. Man, I have to see y'all again. We'll hear from y'all. Whatever the fuck. Let's go.
It's your boy, Mr. Incredible. Hey. What up, dumb? Yeah.
It's your boy, you know, Kalua the Kid. Uh-huh. This bitch.
Y'all.
Once again.
Yep.
Forever.
And y'all already know who the hell it is right here. It's your boy. Hold on. Let me go ahead and clear the space. It's your boy. Juice K, you're Meshi, a.k.a. Versace Uchiha, a.k.a. Dio Bando, a.k.a. Fetty Brock, because we giving these hoes that venom. Woo! What? Y'all already know who it is, boy. You already know, nigga. It's Young Baby Hot Pocket up in this bitch.
Yeah,
yo,
he is the hype.
You know me, boy. I'm the hype. I get your girl right. Anyway, I'm sorry. Let's keep going. Anyway. So, Jasmine, go ahead, man. You said you had something you want to start off the fucking podcast with. Go ahead, buddy. We're all
here. Yeah, man. So, basically, our homeboy, Dre, you all know him as Simba, we call him on here. He showed us this video, and it was talking about how girls, well, some woman or girl, however you want to look at her as, my girl in my opinion, she said that if your dude doesn't know you, from the beginning, like around when he first meets you, he's not the one for you. He's gonna waste your time. Fuck those type of niggas. Get you a nigga that can goddamn, that knows you from the beginning. Now I wanna ask y'all, how y'all feel about that shit? Because that shit sound goofy as fuck to me.
Alright. Shaq, how you feel about that, man?
Well,
you got a lot to say. I think about here. Hey, y'all, I know y'all can't see this man, but he was about to power up. He was powering up.
So, said if the dude don't know you, don't fuck with him?
No, if he doesn't know you, if he doesn't know like the things that you like and all that type of shit.
Like off rip.
You're off rip. Like before he even knows. Well, that's your last
goofy
name.
As hell. Yeah. That's goofy as hell. All
right, why is it goofy as hell, Shaq?
Because it takes time, nigga.
Of course. I mean, shit, yeah. I didn't say it.
I mean, explain yourself.
Explain yourself.
Go in depth for the people that you know that don't know.
It's like,
you a ladies man, you tell them.
I mean, I try, you know.
All right.
Yeah. But anyway, so, I mean, like, shit, man, you can't just, we ain't psychic, bro.
Of course.
Like, we're not finna just be like, hey, what's your name? Do you like flowers and shit? Like, bitch, we don't know. It takes time.
Right. You gotta learn a person. You gotta learn a female. Females are intricate creatures, bro. They're not like niggas. Niggas can just be like, oh, you like 2K? You like PlayStation? You like PlayStation pussy? And then all that type of shit? PlayStation and pussy? Oh, word? Okay. Literally, 85% of the male population likes PlayStation and pussy, bro. I'm going to be real.
Hey, you play Xbox, you a bitch.
I am 85% of the goddamn day. Basically, he's saying, all right, what you think about that shit, Calvin?
Basically, he's saying that. Like, niggas are more blunt than females. Like, females like to do riddles and shit. Like, okay. So, like, it's kind of take time for a guy, you know, to figure out what a female wants.
Of course. In
a relationship and all that bullshit.
Indeed.
So, like, it takes time for males to figure that shit out.
Of course. We're not mind readers. Like, for instance, okay, like, I'll take it from here. Fucking one thing a man always tries to pride himself is to know what a woman wants. But that's like the base of what you know a woman will want. Now, when it comes down to personal desires, impossible. Mm-hmm. I know that a woman may want a provider. Mm-hmm. A nigga who can slay that good dick. You know, every time, all the time. Yeah. That nigga's 100% at the free throw. You feel me? That's what women like. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They want a nigga who can listen. Nigga's not going to, you know, take them for granted. Somebody who's not going to, you know, do them wrong, cheat on them. They want somebody who they can literally entrust themselves into, and then him to do that vice versa. I understand. But, like, let's just say if I do that, I got all that right? But then I find out, hey, yo, okay, well, let me just use shit I know. I don't know what females really like, you know what I'm saying, all the time. So let's just use shit I know. Say that female like Naruto, but I like Dragon Ball Z.
Right.
Now I'm talking about Dragon Ball Z. I don't know if she like Naruto and shit, you know what I'm saying? I could be bad-mouthing Naruto. So all that shit, right? Mm. So your buddy, the guy you were talking about, buddy, old buddy said, if you don't know what the girl likes, you know what I'm saying, you don't know what she's into, or if your man doesn't know what you're into, the guy that you like doesn't know what you're into, fucking leave him. How do you expect niggas to know? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you have... First of all this shit comes down to the key word that every woman loves. And personally, I enjoy it. I don't know about other niggas. I enjoy this shit. Communication. I cannot help you if you don't tell me what's wrong. All I cannot fix anything if I don't know there's a problem. Absolutely. If you tell me, best believe daddy gonna make it right. You feel me? But if you don't tell me nothing, we out here shooting in the dark. I'm looking like a dumbass while you over here hurting this shit. So every woman knows communication is key. Niggas, it's for dudes right here, and that's not every dude. Of course, this is for niggas who don't know this. If you don't believe in communication with your girl, bruh, 9 times out of 10, you don't got a girl. I'm gonna be real with you, bruh. And even if you're not, you know, for real, and even if you don't got a girl, you know, because my boy Calvin and Shaq, they're more so on that path. I ain't gonna get into relationships. You know, they're more so steady with what they're with. Me and Jasper, we're
out here,
you know what I'm saying? trying to possess the closest booty cheeks near. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's like, regardless, you know what I'm saying? Even if you're in that part where you're not in a relationship, but, you know, you still have your fun with some females, you know what I'm saying? Each female still enjoys that communication. They still like to know about, you know, they like to know that you want to hear what they're saying. They want to know about communicating. You know, they want to know that you care about communication. Not because... Yeah. They care about it, but you need to genuinely care about, you know what I'm saying, communication. Yeah. I mean, because,
I feel you on that shit, bro.
You feel me, bro? Yeah, no, like, if a nigga's out here saying, I only care about communication because she care about communication. Bro, you fucked up. You feel me? Ain't gonna get nowhere. Nigga, personally, I genuinely care because I don't know what the fuck's going on if I don't know. You feel me? You have to tell me. I'm not Madam Rose. I can't read your mind. You have to tell me.
But the thing is, though, that's slick what some girls want. They want a nigga that can read minds. And I'm like, the world don't work that way.
My word to a girl like that. If she's saying she want a nigga to read her mind, grow up, bro. I'm be real with you. I know it's not gonna be popular opinion, but hey,
that's what separates women from girls.
And that's what separates men from boys.
Absolutely.
Because a man's gonna wanna hear what the hell you gotta say. He ain't gonna sit here and be like, bro, I don't wanna hear all that shit, bro, blah, blah, blah. He gonna be like, all right, bet, tell me what you want and watch me perform. You feel what I'm saying? I like to perform. Yeah. Shit, tell me what you want so I can do it. And then you can be satisfying, you know what I'm saying? Absolutely. And give me head pats and dick licks.
Not bad.
You feel me? Thank you. Like, tell me what I can do to make your life
Real shit. Easier.
You feel
I'm
me?
Big nigga, I just want belly rub.
You feel me, bro? Bro, nigga. Now, see, like, look, I'm a tall nigga.
I just want belly rub.
My mom, yeah, when I was younger, my mom used to do this shit, bro. Just put me to sleep all the time. My mom would take her nails, she would just run through my hair, you know what I'm saying? Put me to sleep. When a girl run her fucking fingers through my hair, might not lie, y'all niggas, my, yo, and this is on some, this is some confidential shit. Everybody who know me know my hair is soft as fuck, bro. My shit velvety. My shit nice. You feel me? Mango shampoo and conditioner everywhere. When a girl rubs her fingers through my hair, bro, nigga, it's like rubbing a dog's belly. I'll kill for you. I'll kill for you, okay? I'll kill your baby daddy, your boyfriend.
At that point, he's like, I love you, bitch.
I swear to God, I might poke up and be like, yo, I love you. All right, okay? But back on topic, though. Back on topic. Straight up, though, like, women know this. Girls don't know this. Women know the same way men know things that boys don't.
Absolutely.
When you know that, you know communication is key. You know you have to tell this man what your interests are, what you like, what's your goals, what your ambitions. And then so he can learn, and then that becomes a part of him. Because the shit that he says to you becomes a part of you, and the shit you say to him becomes a part of him.
Absolutely. You grow together.
Exactly. Niggas trying to, like, that's what niggas out here trying to do. I don't know about the rest of these niggas, but everybody in the Omega Clan, we out here, we trying to grow with you. You see me? Exactly. We trying to grow together. We ain't trying to do all that.
We ain't trying to grow up. We ain't trying to get into no finished product. Exactly. We going to grow together. We going to evolve together.
Please. Yeah. Please let me find me a little honey dip. Let me get out of my sinful ways and find me a little honey dip I can settle down with. And we can just grow together. You know what I'm saying? And all that shit. I would appreciate that. But God, me and God aren't on speaking terms. I don't think he liked me that much. Hey, but we, that's still my man, though. That's still my man's. Anyway. But. What? Steak and Shake. Yo, hey, yo, this is brought to you by Steak and Shake. Hey.
That was the best way to get a cracker, bro.
Hey, yo, this is brought to you by Steak and Shake. Hey, they burgers flat as fuck, but they taste aight.
Wait, Steak Shake,
bro.
Steak Shake good as fuck.
Bro. Steak Shake's
alright,
bro.
Steak Shake's good as fuck.
Steak Shake's
alright. The worst thing about them is their fries.
But first of all, their fries are a joke.
Their fries are
a fucking joke.
But their sandwiches are good.
Their
as fuck,
sandwiches,
bro.
Their burger. You ever heard of a smash burger, right? Yeah. You know what a smash burger is.
Yeah.
That's not even a smash burger. Nigga, that shit, somebody ran over the beef and threw it on the grill, bro. Yo, fucking steak, I can make a Steak and Shake burger at home, bro. They burgers, yo, how the fuck am I gonna sit and shout these niggas out and then fucking roast on their ass, bro? Look,
their burgers are good.
Look, bro, all I'm saying is,
flavor wise, bro, those Steak and Shake burgers.
Hey, yo, me and Cobb gonna handle this burger shit. Y'all handle that business real quick. Yo, no, nigga. Look, we about to go through this real quick. Okay, first of all, if we had rate burgers, right? All right, rate burgers.
Okay,
Steak and Shake wouldn't even be on top 10.
Exactly, Steak and Shake wouldn't be on top 10. But their burgers are good as fuck, though.
No, they're not. They're
yes, they are.
You don't want to know why they're good. Because you're in a Steak and Shake. That's why they're good. Nobody goes Steak and Shake and gets drive through,
bro. Steak and Shake burgers are dry.
Where my crown?
Steak and Shake burgers are dry.
They're dry
sometimes,
as fuck.
Sometimes.
And their onions are wet as shit.
Exactly. That's what makes the burger good. That's what makes the burger good, though.
The onion juice make it
yes. But I don't know about you, but I like my burgers with onions on.
I like onions. But them niggas' onions is wet as fuck.
It's not wet. It's sauteed.
That shit wet like post-premature
bro,
it's pussy. Sauteed. That shit is wet.
That shit is sauteed, bro. That shit is sauteed. And if you don't know the difference between sauteed... I know sauteed
onions, bro. But the fact of the matter is, Steak and Shake's burgers ain't good.
Bro, they're good as fuck. They're good as shit.
Bro.
Yo, flavor wise. Okay, I don't like the texture of Steak and Shake burgers.
But their burgers are literally like breaking apart at the seam. You take a bite of that shit, bro. You take a bite of a Steak and Shake burger, bro. 85% of that burger turned to dust, bro. Like Thanos snap, bro. Like a Thanos snap. Burgers are
Steak you ordering from?
Nigga, that's a Steak and Shake period. Bro, no, it's not. Y'all not gonna act like they ain't got no construction paper patties, bro.
No, they don't.
What? Y'all niggas is wild.
You must been going to some hood ratchet ass Steak and Shake.
I can only speak for my Steak and Shake near my house.
Nigga,
my
I don't speak for the Steak and Shake over there on fucking 221 Jonesboro. Okay. Fucking Truett's, right? The Truett's over there.
Okay. That's not the one I go to.
The Steak and Shake over near Jasper's.
Okay, that's okay. Still not the one I go to.
And then the Steak and Shake over there going past 218.
That's still not the one I go to.
Nigga, then you don't go to Steak and Shake.
The fuck I do. I go to the Steak and Shake on 222, bro. Bro,
listen. Steak and Shake, the only thing they good with. Damn, this turned out. First of all, it's funny how this started out as a fucking sponsor.
Steak and Shake.
And then we just.
Steak and Shake.
Steak and
Shake.
Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake burgers are good as fuck.
Bro, Steak and Shake burgers.
And if Steak and Shake is listening to this shit,
will you take a
I said, y'all shit is good as fuck.
Calvin Price said,
give your boy some coupons.
Josh Willis ain't say none of that shit.
Look your boy up.
First of all, let me tell you why Steak and Shake is garish, bro. It's garbage. It's garbage, okay? It's trash. All right?
Because first of all, but their burgers are thin?
No, nigga. Because you taste more condiment and everything else on the burger over the patty. Nigga,
you taste the actual flavor of the burger.
You taste bread, pickle, onion, ketchup, tomato. That's it.
You can order none of that shit and still taste the flavor of the burger, bro.
They patty is like a nigga got, like, stood over the stove and beat the fuck out the patty, bro. You want to tell me that patty not flat as fuck?
Listen.
No.
What? Listen, hold on, Kel.
They're not flat as shit.
All right, go ahead.
They're flat.
Hold on, Josh. Interject.
They're not flat, but they're not flat as shit.
Them shit are flat as fuck.
Listen. Those shit are flat. This is what the situation is. Calvin and I, the only reason we disagree with you is because that all you're saying, Josh, is that you just like a thicker burger.
And that's, No. I like a smash burger. That's not the thing.
No.
Steak and Shake has multiple misses with their tiny ass finger fries.
They are.
Their little shoestring ass fries. Hold on. I'm not done.
I will agree with you on
their
that.
Their weak ass little dick game patties that they got.
No, they don't.
The patties are small. That's why I have to get normally two of them just
nigga,
to be satisfied.
A crystal patty, a Steak and Shake patty is literally the same size.
No, listen.
It's not the size or the circumference of a crystal patty, because we already know crystals like bottom tier burgers. Bottom tier.
Yeah.
They're the same thickness of a crystal patty.
No,
tell me I'm lying. Hold on, watch this.
They're a little
Jasper that had burgers where the fucking patty was thin as fuck. Yeah. Tell me I'm lying.
Their patties are thin. They're not that thin, but they are damn thin.
Okay,
bro,
I can speak. Bro, you can take a patty and whip it over your bed and make it comfortable.
I can only speak for the burger, the Steak and Shake on 222.
Okay.
I can only speak for that one. Okay. That's the only one I go to. Their burgers are thicker than a fucking Crystal Burger, bro.
Them shits aren't
First
even,
of all, they taste better than a Crystal Burger.
Those burgers aren't even slim thick. Them type of shit when them girls say, yo, my man likes all this ass, and she ain't got nothing but like half a booty cheek. That's what them fucking Steak and Shake burgers be like.
No, there's not. The one on whatever the fuck he goes to, maybe. But not the one on 222, bro. All
right, look.
Not the one on 222.
Hey, yo, fine. Shout out to 222. Look, I don't fuck with Steak and Shake like that on God, but look, it don't matter. Calvin says that y'all are fire. Every Steak and Shake I've been to has been ass. Okay? Doesn't matter. We're going to go ahead and move away from this. Because first of all, if you want to be real, let's just jump away from Steak and Shake. Like I said, Steak and Shake doesn't even make top 10 burgers.
You really?
You know this. If I'm going top five, guess who's going to be in that top five?
Who?
Five Guys.
Five Guys, we used to eat Five Guys every fucking time we chilled.
I drive us up to that fucking Five Guys. We customize our burgers, get them Cajun fries, come back, watch Lion King and shit, and we used to go ham. And then we go upstairs and play fucking what's that shit called? It wasn't Dota. Diablo. We came upstairs and played Diablo and 2K. Well, they played 2K. I didn't play 2K. And a little bit of Madden. And some King of Fighters. All right. Five Guys, by far top five.
Yo, shout out to my boy Terry Bogard.
Hey, yo, shout out to my nigga Andy Bogard. Shout out to my nigga Clark. And shout out to my nigga Rubu. All right. Anyway, doesn't matter. We're moving forward. We're gonna come back. One day we'll make a podcast. We'll rate the burgers and shit. We'll bring Calvin definitely back for that one. So he can talk about his burgers. This liquor is burning my stomach. But we're gonna keep moving forward.
I'm not even there yet.
Yo, this fucking Crown and Coke.
You might wanna get one of those bottles, bro.
There you go, bro. You got it. There you go, right there. Anyway, sorry y'all. We over here drinking a lot. So
hold on, man. Hold on, bro. First,
don't kill that nigga with that tequila. Somebody that tequila. All right, hold on. Pause. Pause us off. Let's talk about this real quick.
So,
okay. So, a lot of niggas been coming around here on that fake ass foo-foo anime shit. When I say foo-foo anime shit, I mean niggas who ain't watched anime growing up, niggas who ain't really been with the shit, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I know there's some, like, it's weird because there's a lot of niggas that are coming up nowadays, and they're, like, they're fucking really weird about people who just start watching anime. They're like, oh, you don't watch anime. You can't watch that shit. Blah, blah, blah. You're not a fucking real-ass weeb. And they do fucking hand signs and shit at the people. But no, like, for instance, I'm an OG-ass otaku, bro. I've been watching anime since I was a wee lad. Since I was a fucking children's, bro. Since I was a fucking children's, okay? Anime done got me through some of the hardest times in my fucking life. That nigga Naruto, shout out my nigga Naruto, Goku, and Luffy, straight up, Yusuke, all them niggas, especially my nigga Yusuke, because that nigga, right, that's the GOAT. Anyway, Yu Hakusho, gay. All right, Yusuke, you're a messy. Anyway, the fact of the matter is, there's a lot of niggas who jumping onto this fucking anime shit, and they're trying to ride the wave like they've been fucking with it a lot. Oh, I fuck with anime. The same niggas who used to fucking ridicule you about anime, now them niggas are like, oh, that shit far. I got like 9 graphic tees of Deku and My Hero and shit, and now I'm fucking a weeb, nigga. Go ahead and give me my otaku license, nigga. They be saying Nani Deska and shit in they raps. Garbage niggas. Garbage ass niggas. Okay? So, what are y'all takes on these niggas who are really... Because, you know, anime is a culture, bro. Anime is a fucking culture. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, niggas who, like, anime really helped out through the years, they take that shit serious. I take that shit serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fucks with anime heavy. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's why I'm trying to find me a little dime piece that watch anime so we can just chill up and watch some anime and cuddle. Facts. And maybe, you know, do butt stuff. Okay. You know what I'm saying? On her. Nigga, the fuck? Nigga, I like Tank, nigga. I go down on two niggas. God. Like, that nigga Tank, the R&B nigga. Hey yo, that nigga Tank hear this shit, bro. It was pretty gay, Tank. Tank, it was pretty gay. All right, anyway, hey, but no, hey, bro.
That's not, no disrespect.
The fact of the matter is, Tank, just accept it. Yeah. That's all you gotta do is.
Hey man, own that shit,
bro. If you gay, if you like sucking a little penis, you suck a mean penis. Just say you suck a little mean penis. Just don't shout your homeboys out.
Yeah,
because they probably don't want to come out like that. Anyway, so moving forward though, you know what I'm saying? That anime shit, bro. It's just like I really don't feel like, you know, people who, you know, used to ridicule about anime. I understand. I like when people watch anime. I like when more people, you know, when anime kind of takes more of a bigger, you know, like it gains more of a popularity and shit. But I just don't like when niggas who used to like really just diss that shit. It's kind of it's really a personal thing.
Just hop on the train, basically.
Right? You hop on the train because you know you're like, oh damn, like for niggas, they're like, oh, I like anime because it makes me feel like I'm different, nigga. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anime. Then you got girls, some girls who hop on anime and they're like, oh, I like anime because niggas gonna think I'm cool if I like anime and blah blah blah. If you like anime for the wrong reasons, bro, and you can never really detect. Well, I mean, real niggas can detect it, but you know what I'm saying, it's not our job to do that shit. But if you get into anime for the wrong reasons, like for clout, don't do that shit, bro. Don't tarnish the water, bro.
Yeah.
You look goofy as fuck, bro. Nobody wants to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not hitting, bro. It's not hitting.
And honestly, that's why I just step right over that shit because, man, you don't come across people that follow trends every fucking day.
All the time.
And so, man, like, really, you can't even, like, I personally stop wasting my energy on that shit because, man, you're going to get yourself upset over just people that are constantly spouting bullshit. Like, oh, I like this, or I've been liking this, and blah, blah. And it's like, man, whatever, man. Get on with that shit.
Facts, bro.
Oh, God. What do you think?
What do you think, Shaq? What do you think about this shit? Fuck them. All right, bet. That's solid.
Short and sweet. All right.
Short and sweet. Kyle, what you think about this shit, bro?
I mean, shit, I'm with Jasper on that. Like, don't follow the trends, bro. Like, if you ain't following that shit since you were a wee lad, like Josh said, like, this shit trash. Like, don't even start.
Yeah.
Bro. I got one more thing to say, bro.
Hey, bro.
If you didn't feel Ash's pain when he gave Charizard away, fuck you, bro.
For real, bro.
If you didn't feel Ash's pain when he lost the Pokemon League because Charizard wanted to be an asshole and fall asleep, bro.
In the middle of the Pokemon League.
Battle, my nigga.
nigga.
If you didn't feel that, my
if
nigga.
If you ain't feel the fucking.
If you didn't put your invisible hat down if you ain't feel that eyes, shit, bro. Nigga.
If you ain't feel that fucking time when Yugi had to throw a duel because Kaiba said he, when Kaiba said he was about to throw, he was about to jump off
if
a
you
fucking
cliff. Feel Goku's anger when Krillin died, nigga, don't talk to me, bro.
If you didn't feel Naruto shit when Sasuke got fucked up by Hakura and the nigga said, yo, I'm about to fucking kill you, turn nine tails.
Facts.
Bro, don't even fucking. Facts. Don't touch that shit.
Facts.
If you ain't feel that shit when Yusuke had to inherit Genkai spirit wave, bro, and he was in that cave fucking dying,
if you
bro.
Wasn't there.
If you wasn't
Tagoro,
there.
When Tagoro fucked up Kuwabara.
Yo.
And Yusuke thought he was dead.
Oh, God.
Don't fucking talk to me, bro.
And for you new age niggas, if you wasn't there when fucking.
If you didn't feel Bakugo's emotion when he fought Deku.
Bro.
In the middle of the fucking
If you didn't
street,
feel
bro.
Shinichi become less human when Migi had fucking fused that nigga in Parasite. Don't even
Let
fucking
me ask you a
talk
question, bro. Let me ask you a question, bro.
Yo.
What's 1,000 minus 7?
Oh, no, don't hit me that Tokyo Ghoul math, nigga. I'm not fucking Kaneki, nigga. I'm not getting tortured, all right? Let me tell you something. Yo, be ready for that debate that's coming up soon. Me and my boy DeAndre, my boy Simbo, Young Weave, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be out here. We're going to be debating which one is the better anime between Parasite and Tokyo Ghoul. Of course, me going for Parasite, him going
I'm
for Tokyo
going for
Ghoul.
Parasite, bro.
Bro, that Parasite shit. Is the fucking
Parasite
shit.
I haven't watched Parasite, so I can't
It's all right. We're not going to get into it because he's not here. Right. I don't want to go to a nigga who's not hard, bro.
That shit was hard.
Parasite was fucking cold as shit. But that no, it's not. It don't matter. We're gonna leave that alone.
I even got niggas that don't watch anime. Watch that shit.
Watch Parasite. Yo, listen. Like, I'm gonna be real with you. I know this is random. It's random as fuck. It's time for a random time in this podcast.
Go for it.
Y'all remember the fucking doll Cynthia from Rugrats?
Facts.
That bitch was. Fucked the fuck up.
Yo, hold on.
Cynthia theory, was missing bro. Hair in eight parts.
Don't bring that
fucking childhood sad shit, bro. I don't do all them fucking let me ruin your childhood theories, bro. We don't do that shit around here, all right?
That doll was supposed to look like her real mom.
Yeah, nah. Her mom was like a crackhead or some shit. Yeah. Nah, fuck all that shit. I don't want to hear that. Hey, next topic, nigga. Next topic. I don't want to hear that shit. Yeah, we're out here trying to bring these people
Who's
some joy.
Who's R&B?
Jacques, nigga. Jacques. Jacques,
no,
nigga.
You're lying. Who's really the king of R&B?
Nigga, you know how many times, I done told y'all niggas before, you know how many times I done slit cheeks, I done busted so many booty cheeks. Hold on, nigga. You know how many booty cheeks I done slid to, I know you wanted love, but I just want to fuck, and I just want to. Let me tell you, y'all niggas may say that, but I still slide cheeks regardless. It don't matter what y'all niggas say. I'm out here bruising booties, bro.
Trying to bruise that butt. What's
you
up?
You feel me? I hit that girl with that text. Hey, I'm trying to bruise that butt. What's up?
I tell the fairy bars that butt.
I done slid cheeks to Chris Brown. I done slid cheeks to Drake.
Trey Songz.
All right.
Motherfucker.
Let me tell you why I stopped right here. Let me tell you why I stopped right here. I done slid cheeks. And y'all niggas know about this shit. Y'all niggas know about this shit because aftermath story. I slid cheeks to literally a rerun of nothing but Naruto openings, my nigga. When old girl said, hey, yo, turn on them Naruto openings. I slid them cheeks to Shippuden opening number 5. Don't you stop, bro. Let me tell you something. I'm out here, nigga. Okay? Okay? All right, nigga. You know, shut your goddamn Bismack Biyombo looking ass, bro. Anyway.
But have you ever slayed cheeks to the goddamn Inuyasha?
No, I didn't, but I slayed cheeks to that.
I slayed some cheeks.
I slayed some cheeks to that Hunter Hunter, bro.
The emotional one?
No, which one?
The Ferris wheel, the first one.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, hey, yo. Hold on. Yeah. Shout out to niggas who pronounce Inuyasha the way it's supposed to sound.
Fucking Inuyasha, face.
Eben said... Yeah, I like to watch Inuyasha. Inuyasha.
In Naruto.
And Naruto. Dragon Ball Z. Too American. Yo, I gotta cook it. If you believe Dragon Ball Z is too Americanized, bro. Hey, you a fucking narc, bro. You off the jinkies, niggas. You a fucking beta cup.
Bitch suffer.
That nigga said, bro, you Dragon Ball Z is too Americanized. Like, that shit literally paved the way for all these animes y'all niggas like. This my...
From Megan the dick sucking horse.
No, her name is the Stallion. Yeah, even though that's still a little weird because Stallion's a male horse that aren't circumcised. That's a weird name, but hey, I ain't about to hop on that.
She's tall.
Let me tell you something. One thing I will never say: niggas be out here saying, "Oh, Megan can't rap." Megan ugly, Megan this, Megan that. Now, and Megan a man. They be saying all this shit. And look, if Megan's not a man, right? If she's not, I'm not going to get up, I'm not going to hop into this. If Megan's not a man, she's a good looking woman. And can she rap? I've heard her rap. I've heard her freestyle.
I've heard her freestyle.
But then I've heard the songs that she actually put out. And I'm like,
well, why the songs you? That she actually put out when compared she, to her freestyle?
Her freestyle. Like, I'm like, girl, why don't you just fucking freestyle? But look, right. Look, I don't even listen to her. So I'm not even her fan base.
I can talk about that.
Go ahead, bro. I'm not her fan. I don't want to speak on it.
Bro. No.
Speak on it.
No, and I think, because, well, it's not what I think. It's what I've learned. Is then that's why the females enjoy
bro,
a lot of these
go ahead, late rappers. Go ahead, just it's because enjoy that shit, bro.
They know how to rap. They're capable of putting out that classic MC energy, and they do it sometimes on either certain tracks or like just singles or their freestyles. But y'all also have to remember, we in that mode of hip hop. That ain't even really hip hop no more. They fuck with that rap shit. Oh, and that's so, and so in order to make the dollar, they gonna put out that rap shit, because we all know all the guy, most majority of the MCs, they underground. Of course. They can't get no goddamn real mainstream airplay because that ain't what the majority wanna hear.
Indeed.
So in order to stay afloat or even get up there, you gotta
do dumb shit. You remember when 21 Savage was on that fucking interview? He said, look, bro, he's like, I don't like this shit I rap about. But he said, like, yo, I rap about it because y'all listen to it. Y'all wanna hear that. If I was rapping about some other shit, y'all wouldn't want to listen to me.
Exactly.
On God.
So it's not that they're incapable. That's why I try to give them a chance. But some of them make it harder than others. Mm-hmm. But I tell them, like, I say it like this. If the artist is willing to grow and not stay stagnant with that mumble rap or that dumbass one track, one hit pony type shit, or that goddamn, it's whatever. If you're not willing to grow and evolve, I ain't trying to listen to you.
Fuck straight up.
I ain't gonna say fuck you. I'm not trying to listen to you.
If you out here, for example, that song with Young Thug and
which one?
Gunna.
Which song was
it? Turned Up the City. I Love When It's Hot.
What about it?
Gunna's fucking, well, he ain't trash.
Gunna's pretty trash.
I ain't gonna say he trash.
You know what else is Gunna? Gunna's trash too.
He ain't trash.
Gunna's trash too.
Gunna's fucking garbage. That nigga's ass.
I feel like we just needed to come back with another podcast talking about what rappers are trash and rappers. So we're going to just leave that alone.
We can talk about it now.
No, we don't. We don't need to talk about that. That shit needs its own segment. That's a whole segment.
We're going to cut that out.
We're going to move that shit out.
Another podcast.
That's going to be another hour.
Yeah.
You feel me? All right. On God.
So what's up, bro?
All right, bro. Let's talk a little bit. Okay. Y'all niggas been watching anime lately.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all niggas got a favorite anime?
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
I got the new shit.
Mm-hmm. I have new shit.
Well, I'm mad. That name, honestly, I mean,
everything kind of cool.
Everything pretty good right now.
Fucking. Someone put me on game with this because one of my homegirls telling me about this at my job. What's this shit? It's a cooking anime. It's called
Food Wars. Food Wars. Let me tell you something. I don't watch Food Wars. All right, I didn't watch the new season or whatever, but Food Wars is so clean, bro. The funny thing about Food Wars though is like this nigga Soma's from Food Wars. My nigga Soma out here making some food that's so good. When niggas and females alike, when they eat it, they go into orgasmic states. They fucking close and bust off. It's crazy. But the nigga makes such good food, and it's stuff that you can honestly make, you know, in real life shit. Of course, you know, it's honestly Food Wars is the shit. It's a good ass.
I keep hearing it's really good, bro.
It's great.
I have never watched that show.
I've never watched Food Wars. I've never watched Toriko.
Yeah, I watched that.
I didn't watch Gintama.
Everybody watched Demon Slayer.
Of course, Demon Slayer was good. Demon Slayer was good. Tanjiro was cool.
Favorite anime of 2019 for real. Favorite shonen protagonist, in my opinion, That nigga Shinra Kusakabe from Fire Force. That's my boy.
Have not watched Fire Force yet.
That's my boy.
You need to. I know I need to.
Y'all niggas think Sanji is five from one. Sanji from One Piece is five with them kicks.
Nah, I've seen.
Watch that nigga Shinra. Clips.
I've seen some bits and pieces of what. What's his name?
Shinra. Shinra Kusakabe. I've seen some
bits and pieces of what Shinra could do. Mm-hmm. Now, nigga pop. Sanji, that's my boy.
Of course.
Y'all know Sanji's my boy. Vince Smoke. Sanji Vince Smoke. Vince Smoke. Vince Smoke your bitch ass.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
But, I must say, Shinra.
Shinra
is cold as fuck.
Cold as hell.
Absolutely. With them kicks now.
Yeah, we'll say that. Breakdance and stuff.
Yeah, bro. Shinra that breaking, cold as that breaking stuff. Kicks now. Oh, yeah, bro.
But you can still get Vince Smoke.
Fuck you talking. Hey, well, one day they might have a death battle one day.
Hey, nigga, they put that nigga Shinra and Tanjiro in Jump Force one time.
Facts.
That right. Should be nice.
Facts.
They actually finally added like rematches in that shit.
Yeah.
Like it what took the them fuck? A long
time. Rematch button.
It took like, a minute, but
it literally took you like 2 years to fucking
it
do that shit.
It didn't take a year. They came out this year.
Yeah.
It took them a couple months, but look, hey, they did it though.
It took them almost.
A I ain't look, look. Look. All I'm saying is I'm not excusing it, but hey, the fact that y'all did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's appreciated. You know what I'm saying? It's appreciated. I'm waiting for my nigga Grimmjow to come out.
Facts.
Grimmjow.
Toshiro. He too got it.
Oh God.
I'm busting ass, nigga. I'm busting everybody ass with Toshiro, bro. I'm killing niggas.
All right, then. Y'all niggas trying to play us in some fucking Jump Force. Y'all want to run against the Omega Clan squad?
Facts.
Go ahead and fucking DM me, hit me up with them PSNs. You know what I'm saying? I'll pass them to Shaq and whoever else plays DeAndre.
I'm busting your ass, nigga.
Hey, yo, you going to get your ass busted for real, though.
We also take death wishes on MK11.
Oh, yeah, we definitely take death wishes on MK11. Y'all niggas trying to get ratchet.
Come see my Night Wolf, nigga.
I'm back in training. Come Mortal Kombat.
Come see my nigga Kano or Jax.
Yo, fuck Kano.
Hey, nigga.
I'm back in
Shaq
training.
Don't like him because that nigga spit on him and stabbed him in the neck with a bottle, nigga.
I'm back in training. Mortal Kombat, Scorpion. Anybody who want to catch the work, nigga. Fuck talking about.
Oh, man. That's a good time. I'm going to be real with you, ladies and gentlemen. The fact that we made it this long without really, like, shutting down, first of all, it's late as hell when we're doing this.
Yeah, it is.
We done did all exactly types of illegal shit. The fact that we're here, you
still talking, doing it.
I'm still doing it. Well, I don't even know where my cup at. Oh, there you go. Damn. But that Jack and Coke, bro. I've been drinking Jack Coke, tequila, fucking vodka. I've been drinking a little bit of everything, bro. I'm a little gone. Be real with y'all, ladies and gentlemen. My hair's still sharp as fuck, though. So
yeah.
So y'all ladies trying to come up, put your fingers through my hair, put me to sleep. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it. Sing a little love.
Hey, man, fuck him. He's got plenty.
Hey,
come fuck with us.
Look, hey, don't, don't put me out there. Don't put me out there. I need a wife. I need a girlfriend, no wife. All right. I'm trying to come off my whole nigga ways and then settle down, give me a nice little girlfriend. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. All right, bye. Find this.
Oh.
If you fucking with him. Bring your friend. We'll take it from there. See what happens.
Yo, on God, though. On God, though, man. I'm feeling, man. I'm feeling good as fuck.
Hey,
yo.
Hell yeah.
I'm grateful, man. I'm grateful for a lot of shit, man. Jasper, what are you grateful for, man?
Man, I'm just grateful for another day because tomorrow is not promised.
Facts.
And you got to make the best, you know, make your next day your best day. You gotta
facts.
Make, life is like a game of chess. You got to make your next move your best move.
Indeed. What about you, Shaq? What you grateful for, bro?
This moment right here, bro.
That's some real shit.
I love y'all, man.
Hey, man.
I'm not just saying that because I'm drunk.
No, I feel you.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even all the way drunk.
I mean, this shit's on fucking record now.
Yeah. Facts.
In fact, you said you love us on record.
I love y'all, bro.
So we take you to court.
It's a wrap. I'm taking you to court. It's there, bro. I'm going to jail.
I'm going to jail. I don't know why the fuck you go to jail for saying you love this, but
I mean, yeah, if they ever say, oh, well,
Ronnie Johnson loves people. He loves them. He loves them. 20 years. Goddamn coon. What about you, Calvin, man? What you getting for, bro?
Shit, bro. Same as bro. Like, another day, bro.
I feel you.
I don't get too many of these days where I can just, like, fucking kick back and just do whatever the fuck I want. So,
that's
what
I'm saying.
True.
Yeah.
I feel work is a bitch,
well needed. Yeah, work is a
work
bitch, bro.
Work is a bitch, bro.
Some niggas
work
at work, bitch, bro.
For real. Hell yeah.
But, shit, I gotta do it.
Yeah, shit, adulting is hard, nigga.
Exactly, yeah. Bro.
Nah, it's hard as
fuck. Why can't I go back 15 years?
Fuck 15 years, bro. Take me back, like, six.
Sick, bro. What the fuck? He want to go to Shaq. He's still an adult.
Shaq want to go back to his fucking 20s, bro. Shaq want to be
there. Like 7 years, bro.
He going to be 19?
When I was 19, everything was cool, bro.
I'm going to be real with y'all, bro.
I'm going to tell y'all what I was doing when I was 19.
Hey, but bad shit.
Yeah. Gang shit.
Same shit everybody was doing at 19, being a fucking dumbass. True. I'm going to be real with y'all, though. I'm fucking thankful for like a couple things, man. But I'll be real. I'm really thankful, bro, for just having peace of mind, bro. Oh, yeah. I'll be real with you, bro. Like life be fucking stressful as shit, bro. Man, trying to think of all this shit, make sure your family straight, make sure your nigga straight, bro. Yeah. Trying to make sure everybody's good, bro. But then trying not to make sure that you know you yourself aren't taken care of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit weighs on you, bro. It makes it hard to sleep. Makes it hard to, you know, maneuver and shit, bro. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad I got a peace of mind, bro. This peace of mind, man. It's peace that passes all understanding, bro. It's real shit.
Facts.
And I'm thankful for that shit, bro. I'm thankful for my brothers, man.
Facts.
All these niggas that give me the peace, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm thankful for my family, bro. I'm thankful for all y'all, bro. Even the listeners out here, if I know you personally, you know what I'm saying?
We love you too.
Hey, I love y'all niggas, man. Hey, y'all know I love y'all. Some of y'all niggas I done chill with. Y'all know I love y'all, man.
Facts.
So, you know, it's whatever. But, man, you know, just, you know, in the season, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to go around and see what everybody's thankful for and shit, whatnot. Yo, what the fuck is going on out here with these motherfuckers, bro? You know, next topic, of course. Probably should have said that first. I'm a little gone right now. I'm about to keep drinking this Jack and fucking Crown. Not Jack and Crown. Shit. Oh, shit. This fucking Coke and Crown. Nigga, this Crown and Coke.
Damn, you still drinking that?
Hell yeah, dude. Gotta keep drinking shit. Yeah, bro. I'd be talking, man. I couldn't be drinking this shit. And I start singing opera and shit on the fucking mic. I gotta chill, man. I gotta chill. My phone on 8%, 7%. Fuck. I gotta charge that shit, bro. You know, my shit be buzzing. What was I saying? But yeah, man. Like, what's going on out here, bro? Like, some of the shit I done seen, bro. For instance, take your boy Derrick Jackson. Y'all know that nigga Derrick Jackson.
No tight shirt.
Tight shirt wearing. Yeah, Steve Harvey Jr. out there who always be talking to his little goddamn truck.
Ladies, if you don't love, you leave him.
Ladies, if your ex has a bigger dick than your current man, it's okay to fuck to that nigga. Fuck
it's okay
him.
To go back.
Your current man, how dare he be born with bad genetics and a little dick? How dare?
Your current man got ugly hair. Go back to your ex.
Go back to your ex who got them locks, all right? Go back to your ex, all right?
You like a man with tattoos? Get you a man with tattoos.
Leave your current nigga for what you want. I don't care if he gives you stability and a peace of mind.
I don't care if this is the best man you ever had. Go back to that nigga that treats you like
shit. You know what's the crazy part? You know what's the crazy part? I heard he, like, I think the nigga was, like, divorced, or he got, his girl broke up with him or some shit.
It's crazy.
He hurt, bro. That's why he's saying stupid shit.
Yeah, bro. That nigga, bro, he
hurt just, people, hurt people.
Fuck off. I mean, that's true, but, like, at the same time, that nigga, honestly speaking, he just went, bro, you would think this nigga is trying to gain the female vote when it comes to, like, trying to become president or some shit. This nigga is just a nigga in his car with tight shirts. You can count that nigga's fucking heartbeats through his damn shirt. Tight shirt ass boy. That nigga sneezing his wardrobe blow off. You ain't never heard of Derrick Jackson,
bro.
That nigga who be out here giving advice for females that shit they want to hear. And it's funny because a lot of females nowadays, bro, they don't agree with him anymore. Like women just stopped agreeing with Derrick Jackson. It's like they were like, you know what? Huh?
Let me get
yo. Oh God, here you go. But like women, bro, it started being like, yo. I remember this one lady was like, Derrick Jackson, man, he you know, I was fucking with what he was saying when I first, like, you know, when I was hurt. I was fresh out of a relationship. I was broken up and shit like that. Now that I done healed and shit, his words sound stupid. I don't like the way he's saying.
Here's what it is, bro. Niggas who been hurt, who done been through some shit, like, for real,
yeah,
can really relate to what Derrick Jackson's talking about.
Women.
But once you hurt. Women, niggas.
Not niggas.
Listen.
Derrick Jackson don't speak for weak niggas. He speaks for women.
He speaks for females who done been through some shit.
Uh-huh.
But once you, goddamn.
Once you get out of it, bro.
Once you get over the ledge that is your emotional frustration.
Okay.
You'll be in a better place in life.
Tell him, Dr. Shaq.
I'm not trying to be like, I'm not, listen.
Tell him, philosopher.
I can't even do it, bro.
Tell him, young pastor.
They need to hear it. I can't even do it, bro.
Give him deacon.
Listen.
Deacon Shaq.
A Shimina Naya, a Shimina Honda.
Oh, you all. Oh, hell nah. Don't get us struck down the damn table.
But nah, for real, bro. Like, once you get over what's really, like, once you get over your emotional hurt, bro.
Yeah.
You'll be a completely different person.
Oh man, okay. That's a fact.
Like.
That's a fact, Jack. That's for any. That's for any. I'm speaking from
experience, bro.
Oh God.
Like, I done been through some shit.
Oh God.
Y'all know.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Like, I was fucked up, bro.
Oh yeah. Bro. Oh yeah.
Like, but once you get over that, life just starts to. Change, bro.
It does, man. For the better.
That's true. Yeah.
Always.
For real.
Absolutely.
For real, bro.
Always, like, bro.
Absolutely.
That's a fact, Jack.
Shit.
I'm be real with you, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I know when I'm drunk, I say I love y'all all the time. Real shit, bro. Jay, my yeah. nigga.
Yo.
Listen, bro.
Yo, what's up?
Thank you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. No problem, man. You know what we're here for.
Like.
Yeah.
For real, bro.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, how we do.
Because I was fucked up, bro.
Oh, for y'all that don't understand, Shaq and Jasper go way back. They go back.
Before, I was fucked up, bro.
Before me and Calvin met him. Before I met him, and then before Calvin met him years later.
2011,
bro.
Yes.
8 years, my nigga.
All right, shit. Let me go back then real quick. Calvin, man. I don't know Calvin for a long time. Calvin, man. I appreciate you, my nigga. Having my back, staying with me, you know what I'm saying? Bro. Keeping the nigga safe, keeping the nigga focused, you know what I'm saying? Being a good older brother, man. Shit's wild. We out here giving thanks for our brothers, man. We thankful for that shit. I know it's still October. It ain't fucking November, but we thankful out here, bro.
I'm thankful all year round, bro.
Absolutely.
On God, bro. On fucking God,
on
bro.
Tommy, my nigga.
I put that on D.O. Brando, nigga. I put that on the Brando name. Whoa, bitch. First of all, don't you ever disrespect Mr. Shit, Muda bro. Muda, nigga.
Dio ain't shit, dog.
Yo, on God, let me tell you why. Let me tell you five ways. Hold on. Let me tell you five ways Dio will steal your bitch. All right, you ready?
First of all, I know Dio will steal my bitch.
Oh, God.
He got blonde hair.
Uh-huh.
Extra spicy.
Hell
and
yeah.
Wavy at the same time.
And he a vampire. And that nigga got a stand.
They love vampires.
And they love the world, nigga.
And speak Japanese.
And you stand to that nigga, he gonna hit your ass with a roller, nigga. You want that shit? I ain't think so, nigga. Don't you ever disrespect the Brando bloodline, bro.
Oh,
Dio Brando out here, boy. What you saying? Don't fuck.
Oh, God.
Hey, if you don't fuck with JoJo's, nigga, you a hoe.
Oh, yeah, man.
On God.
Y'all need to stop sleeping on JoJo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yo.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, we're going to go around the room real quick. Find out if anybody has anything else to add. Jasper, got anything else to add to this?
Nah, man. I think we covered a good amount for today.
Shaq, got anything to add? Anything that's been grinding your gears? Anything like that?
Nah, bro.
All right. Wait.
Okay.
Oh, please.
Niggas think Naruto can beat Goku, bro.
Oh, what? All right. Let me go ahead and save y'all niggas an extra 30 minutes. You said niggas believe Naruto can beat Goku?
Stop it.
That's a fucking lie.
Niggas think, hold on. Niggas think just because Naruto dodged an attack that was light speed, which split the moon in half, they say, oh, Naruto split the moon in half. No, bitch. The beam split the moon in half.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Here's my rebuttal.
Ultra Instinct.
All right. Anyway.
Hold on, not even that. Hold on. I got it.
Go, please.
Super Saiyan.
All right, that's it.
That's all it takes, bro.
That's a wrap.
Kamehameha on your bitch ass. Anyway.
Calvin, you got
your shark on. Can't see this ass.
I don't believe any of that shit.
You got anything you want to say, bro? Anything you want to add to it? Anything you want to...
I'm pretty good, bro.
I'm good.
We've been talking about a lot of shit.
We have, man. It's been a nice little fucking podcast. Everybody been fucking destroyed out here. All this illegal shit running through our bodies. You know what I'm saying? We just enjoying life out here. Well, all right. Oh, fuck.
It's been real.
Oh, yeah.
Can't give y'all another one as requested.
Oh, yeah. Look, we sorry for... let me get a humble apology. Let's all apologize real quick.
Hey, my bad.
We are sorry.
I know I ain't been around in a while.
We sorry as fuck. But I'm here now. We haven't been out here. People been hitting me up.
Love you, mean it.
You're like, Josh. You're like, Josh, man, why you ain't put up a new podcast? Yo, when the squad getting back together for a podcast? Josh, when we doing this? When y'all doing that? I'm trying to hear y'all. Y'all niggas funny. Hey, first of all, thank you. Appreciate y'all niggas. We all appreciate y'all. We funny because of y'all. Y'all laugh at what we say. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all.
Absolutely.
But like I said, we here. Y'all enjoy this one. You know what I'm saying? This right here is a fucking banger. Okay? And, you know, we're going to be back with more shit, more content, more guests, more funny shit, more anime topics, more bullshit. And what does this thing say? And party, and bullshit, and party, and bullshit. We're gonna be back, right? Y'all know y'all can't kill us. Y'all can't get rid of us. Omega Clan forever, nigga.
Facts.
The OMEGA Clan, nigga. You feel me?
Omega Clan first generation.
You feel me, boy? Yeah, well, y'all niggas may have begun it, but we end this shit, nigga. Omega Clan for real, bruh. But anyway, we'll catch y'all beautiful mother laters, you feel me? All right, y'all enjoy the rest of y'all night. Omega Clan out.
Peace.
Deuces.